RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam, Greg, and Noel on this day after, 26th day of December. Thank you for letting us be a part of your mornings and for the morning shift. As we start another hour, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in Lithia Springs.
Okay. Is that,
pardon?
Where?
Lithia Springs.
They're getting a new school.
Oh, wow.
I bet they're happy about that.
They're getting a new building.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know why he's doing this?
Why?
Today was the day it started. Today was the day the Flamingo Hotel opened in Las Vegas. If you don't know the backstory, this is the guy who started this. His name is nowhere to be seen in the city. And if you want to believe all the reports and blah, 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 but Ben Siegel, otherwise known as Bugsy, along with the help of his buddy Mickey Cohen and some other folks, and the infamous Virginia Hill. You don't know about Virginia Hill with this story. You need to go look it up. Virginia Hill is the woman who was actually, or allegedly, skimming off the top there and helping Bugsy with that stuff. And you don't want to upset Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano. And so, you know, there you
don't
go.
Don't want to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, these are names you do not want to upset. You know, it's funny. I've been to the Flamingo.
You have?
I saw Toni Braxton at the Flamingo.
Did you?
Really?
I did, indeed.
Did you take some money from the Flamingo, by the way?
No.
I'm not
the gambling type.
You didn't do that.
I used to go for, because Vegas is a different place now, but I was going for the shows and the all-you-can-eat seafood buffets. That was Vegas for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I go to Vegas like a retiree.
So you don't stay on the strip. You stay about a mile off. I used to stay about a mile off where the whole Hard Rock was. That's where I got married.
Oh.
I got married across the street from where the Hard Rock was. I was put up in a place by VH1 for an event they had called Fairway to Heaven. And it was kind of like what goes on at Lake Tahoe every year. You got musicians, you got athletes, and they go out there and play golf.
Right.
So they did it then in VH1, televised it. This is where I had that encounter with Bill Murray that I tell the story about I shake hands with everybody and introduce myself, because I met Bill Murray and he put his hand out and he introduced himself like, he don't need to introduce himself, that's Bill Murray, that's why I'm coming over here, right, because I know who you are. But when he did that, that stayed with me, and I thought, if he can do that, now that I'm dipping my toe into little things, you know, Beauty and Black and Red One, that when people recognize me, I always stick my hand out and I introduce myself, thank you very much for watching, blah, blah, blah. But we stayed at a place called Alexis Park, which was across the street, and it's still there. And it was the first time I ever stayed in a place. It was like this long gated resort hotels of hotel rooms, and they were all lofts.
Really?
They were loft rooms, right? And halfway up the stairs, they had in the staircase carved into it a jacuzzi.
Oh, wow.
For like two people. So as you walked up, you could literally sit down.
Right.
And have a whirlpool.
Okay.
Before you go up the rest of the stairs to your bedroom. That was the coolest thing in the world.
Interesting.
All right.
When I, you know, proposed and we were thinking about where we're going to do this, both of our fathers lived in Florida. And we went through some stuff I went through as I was planning this, because she'd already been married. So the deal was, all right, I'm going to plan this wedding. You can look for, you know, ring or whatever, but I'm taking care of this. And we had to jump through all kinds of hoops as far as her, where her father went to church and where my father went to church, and they wanted to talk to us and interview. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because she'd been married once, they wanted to know, well, how are the kids, you know, going with this? I was like, you ain't getting that deep into my, you know, my thing. I don't need to go through this. So we decided, you know, I'm going to back up 10 yards and punt. And I just said, let's go to Vegas and do this, and we'll bring some people out there. And that's where we did it. So the whole point of this is that we stayed on the Strip and had our festivities there, but I had never been to the Flamingo Hotel before, and that was when I first discovered it. And walking over there, we passed this little alleyway, and Tracy saw that there was an In-N-Out Burger down this thing. And I like, she wanted to get in on. So that's, there's our Vegas trips. It's for the honeymoon, I mean the wedding that we had there and other events, and then we got to go to In-N-Out Burger, which I can't stand. I think it's overrated.
My mother said the exact same thing. I'd rather have Steak and Shake. I was like, you know, we're trying to have experience, ma'am.
Yeah, really. That's the thing.
In San Francisco, we're trying to have an experience.
I will not
I did not disagree, but we're trying to have an experience.
All right, so it is overrated, right?
It was all right.
Thank you.
It was all right.
Have you ever had Sam?
What? That's good.
It's
the idea of going. We took pictures and everything. It was cool.
But I was on a road trip.
I was on a road trip with Georgia State basketball. We out in California. And they won. They won the tournament. And so we went and...
Right. Had a little experience.
Yeah. See, and this ain't an East Coast bias. I think that those people in L.A., the West Coast folks that get things that are really sort of part of east of the Mississippi things, when they get one that's okay, they think it's the best. you bring that hamburger mentality east of the Mississippi, then you can find 100 places that are better than that joint.
And that's why they not east of the Mississippi.
That's
for
right.
Them.
They got to stay out there, and that's fine. You go on out there on the other side of the mountains and sell your burgers.
I've only had In-N-Out one time, and it was the first time I had ever been to California, which was a while ago. But I feel like if a place is supposed to be as good as In-N-Out is supposed to be, I feel like I would have remembered it, and I don't even remember remotely what it tastes like. So
you guys are making my
point. What I did remember was the time I went to Fat Burger. Now Fat Burger,
that's different.
That was the first place I went to that had you can get an egg on a burger. I said, you can get an egg on a
burger.
Yeah, that's a British thing. Yeah.
Ooh, egg on a burger is goated.
Is.
All right, well, let's go to this right now. Where's the first time you had an egg on a burger? Where was that location?
In college, actually, at my...
What city?
West Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's alma mater.
All three? That was the first place you had one, though?
Three of them on one shelf.
They weren't serving them when I was down there, but you...
Yeah, the little food hall, like little lunch where you can get, you know, the different stuff. They'll make you a burger, your own personalized burger, and I had to get an egg on that thing, and it was delicious. Changed my life.
It's regular now. I'd never
Wait a minute, hold it. Life-changing burger.
Life-changing burger.
You could put that on a billboard or something, and you work through something with that.
That's actually not – there are foods that do that to people.
Sometimes,
Life-changing food. The people – I hear that all the time. The folks that come to Chicago for the first time and have a deep dish pizza. I don't understand why deep dish. You should have got a tavern, but that's life-changing. First time you have some seafood, like crab cakes. I had crab cakes a million times, different ways in Chicago. I went out to Maryland with Tracy, and it's like a lot of crab in it. most of the ones I had was all breaded up and everything.
Whoa.
This is like crab was popping out this thing. I was like, ooh.
Like, that's a crab cake.
That's a crab cake right there. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we have, again, welcome to the Greg Rabbit Hole. Let's bring us back up to this show. Sam and Greg and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mr. Crenshaw, what's more important about what's happened locally or what we should keep an eye out for what's around the corner?
Now, I've got a couple of things. And then I'll get into these last high school rankings, and that's going to make some people, you know, a little upset. But we'll get into that in a minute. this high school tournament time, right after the holiday, we get back into the holiday tournaments. Had a couple of big ones that finished up earlier this week. The Deep South tournament was going on over at Brookwood. The Brookwood boys were winners. They beat Archer 61-52. Congrats to them. The Grayson girls, who are undefeated, beat the Brookwood girls 56-52. To 43, so they are the Deep South girls champions. Nearland was happening up above the lake up at Cherokee Bluff High School. Cherokee Bluff girls, 54-45 winners over Chester T. And the Gainesville boys are undefeated. I think they are 13-0 right now, I believe they are. The basketball version of the Red Elephants, 74-56 winners over Cherokee Bluff. Starting tomorrow in Marietta, the Lemon Street Classic takes place at Marietta High School. 3 days, Saturday, Monday and Tuesday. And they got teams coming from all. They got Savannah High. They got Blythewood coming from South Carolina. But then for local teams, you got Sandy Creek playing. You got South Atlanta playing. You got Cherokee playing. Thurl's going to be there. Mays, Carver Columbus, North Atlanta's going to be playing there. Sprayberry, Griffin. That's just on Saturday. So, oh, buddy, we got all kind of different teams. Tift County, your folks are coming up, Greg. The folks from Tifton are coming. Walton's going to be playing over there. Riverwood's going to be there. And that's coming up. Etowah and Lakeside, that's on Monday. Tuesday, North Clayton's going to be up there. Walton's playing. Peach County, the Fighting Randy McMichaels. They're coming all the way up here from Central Georgia. Houston County's coming. You want some high school basketball with some of the best programs from the area and the state. They're going to be out at the Lemon Street Classic. That's at Marietta High School Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now, to these final rankings. And different people got different rankings. Max Prep got a different one because they put Buford up at the top in number one, especially number one for his public school.
Oh.
And then we look at Buford number one. All right, now, you know, our friend Jeff Fisher, who we have on from time to time with us and Greg, and we always get up to him when he has his top 13, top 300. And he almost never puts the Georgia school up at the top of this thing. And I got to give him credit. During the course of the season, he put Grayson up in the top spot.
He did.
He had Grayson as number one.
Number one.
You know what I mean? But Grayson didn't make it to the state championship game. Buford did. And, of course, Buford ended up beating Carrollton in an exciting, thrilling game. But he put St. Thomas Aquinas up one, so he has Florida. He's got Bishop Gorman two, that's Nevada. He got Santa Margarita from California at three, and got Buford is at number four in the final power ranking that he has for the for High School Football America. His 300. He has Buford at number four, has Carrollton at number 12, has Creekside, which, you know, is the only, I found out, is the only state, only school from the state of Georgia that beat a ranked team from outside of the state. They beat DeSoto out of Texas. I think they hung 70 points on DeSoto, which DeSoto finished 30th in Texas, but Creekside finished perfect 15-0 season, finished 25th. Grayson is at 26, so those are some of the teams finishing in the top 300 ranking. Got Thomas County Central. They're the ones who beat Gainesville for the 5A championship. Mm-hmm. They have him at 47, and Gainesville is at 56, Langston Hughes 57. So those were some of the schools from the area ended up ranking in the final 300 poll. Shout out to Jeff Fisher and High School Football America.
That's a good amount of kids. That's a good amount of schools in the top 100.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. We're doing some work. We're doing some work down here.
Indeed. We all know how Georgia feels about their football and true to form, they were up there with the Texases and the Californias of the world, because that's what makes college football go around.
And so things happen. It also was bring those recruiters down here, right?
That too, yep. Mm-hmm.
They bring the recruiters, and they come down here and they bring their wallet. They bring their wallets with them because, you know, they want the guys to come and they know what they have to do these days.
They bring the very nice pen and the wallet.
Yep.
I liked it better when you talked about the bag man, but honestly.
No, the bag man put the bag man out of business.
Are they going to put a statue of the bag man in the Hall of Fame? Like, things that are now obsolete.
Right.
It needs to be his own section.
Put like a blinder around his section. You can't see his face, like Justice. That statue of Justice.
And put a real nice suit on it.
And have it like this.
Yep.
Just run
this is the man. This is the man.
Your suit kind of hanging out like Michael Jackson.
Okay. Played heavy role in recruiting down through the years, but now he's out of business.
This will be interesting up next. This is the first time done on this side of the glass. Noel's World is up next. Sam and Greg and Noel on this day after Christmas, the 26th, and for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Doing a little
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The riff on Frankenstein from 1984, it's Van Halen's Panama on the Dark Side.
Sam and Greg and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this day after, 26th day. We're in for the morning shift. Hey, I don't want to throw in another town. Since this is the holidays and I do top of the hour, we yell out of town. But I'm going to throw out an extra town here.
Extra town now?
Right now.
Not the top of
the
hour.
Yeah, I know. We threw out Lithia Springs.
Well, going rogue.
It's on us.
Yeah, really, man.
Going against the grain.
We're supposed to be authorized or something. And it's supposed to come up an act of legislation or something?
Yeah, shouldn't we have a vote on this or something, maybe?
We're going to disregard.
Will y'all repeat the name of this show?
The Sam and Greg Show?
Thank you. Shout out to the folks in Rex.
Hey, you okay, Rex.
Thank you. They've been left out. Rex, it's unincorporated. They say they're unincorporated. Not
it
today,
is.
They not. And you know they have another name?
What is it?
Hollins. Wait, I want to make sure I get this right. Where were they at?
There we go.
Hollinsworth.
I did not know that.
Rex is out there in Clayton County.
Mm-hmm. It's near me. It's near Ellenwood.
You know about this.
Yeah.
And see, they tried to filibuster and block me. You notice that? Try to keep this.
Trying to show Rex some love. Shout out to Rex.
Hollinsworth is another name for Rex. So, yes. In holiday season, I'm going rogue or whatever you want to call it.
It's not that we wanted to block you. It's just that we wanted you to go through the proper process to be able to do what
there
you just did.
There is never a process. Yeah. I choose the name. Sam doesn't even jump in with that.
Wow.
See, this is what Dylan does.
Yeah, but we know when. You know the name, but we know when you do it is usually the top of the hour, now.
But I announced ahead of time I was going to throw some extra gravy in, extra credits.
I like it.
You're going to drive through Rex, and they're going to say, oh, that's the man to try to get our shout-out taken from
us. No, not as long as get the shout-out when the shout-out time
comes. I got another one ready to go.
You know,
I got plenty. Any year.
It's supposed to be at the top of the hour.
You worry too much. That you folks in Rex, I got your back. Right? You brought up Tifton. I'm going to bring up Rex. There you go. Go ahead, Noel World.
Well, there we go. All right. So, to Rex and everybody else in the city.
Yeah.
If you are an 80s pop culture, science fiction type of nerd, then you have been all dialed into what is going on this December, which is Stranger Things, is ending.
Yeah.
And I've been really, really into Stranger Things the whole way. I'm a little behind Dylan right now. I will catch up soon. But
where you at, Noel? Right now. I'm sorry to interrupt. Where you at right now?
I haven't seen anything releasing up to the movie. So I'm at where Vecna takes Nancy. So I'm not that far behind.
Okay, you're not far behind at all. Okay, I got you.
But I haven't been able to catch up because I kind of got snatched by something else because I just finished Welcome to Derry.
Ooh.
And I'm bringing these two things up because I've never been a horror girl. So I've never watched the original It. Stephen King for me is touch and go. I like his work, but I've never really been that big into horror.
In a related story, today was the day The Exorcist was released.
Dang!
I kid you
that's
not.
One of my wow. favorites, though, funny
Whoa.
Enough.
No, Noelle, did you see the two rebooted It's? Have
yes.
you seen those? Okay,
yes.
Okay.
All right. So, and I went back and watched the miniseries. So I'm all caught up. I know everything that's going on. And I'm saying that to say that it took me all this time to realize that Stranger Things wants to be a Stephen King property so bad. All of the elements are there. You got kids running around terrified. You got monsters with a billion teeth you can't count. They're going to eat you up. They got a hive mind that you can't get away from. It's set in a different time period from today. It's a never-ending story with a never-ending, all-knowing monster. It wants to be a Stephen King property. And I just finished it. I just figured it out now that we're at the finish line
okay.
of Stranger Things.
Really?
The Duffer Brothers got me.
That's the... Whoa. That's that.
They got me.
This yeah. is the names... These are the guys I need to remember, not Stephen King. I need to remember them two dudes who wrote this. I've been seeing a lot of them lately.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
And they've been given credit for being the top brother writers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't take that credit. They say, as long as the Coen brothers are
the
out Coen there,
brother,
they're not going to jump into that. And, of course, I've worked with I forgot the other ones.
Russo brothers?
No. It'll
That's
come
good
to me
call,
in a second.
Though.
Keep talking.
But yeah,
they did Dear Santa.
Bobby
and Farrell, the Farrelly brothers.
Farrelly, there you go. Okay. I couldn't reach for it either.
Noel, I will say this real quick. You are spot on about your assessment about how the ties to Stranger Things, and how it ties into the Stephen King It universe and The Shining and all that stuff. But that is because the Duffer Brothers got a heavy amount of inspiration from Stephen King. I mean, they use the same font as Stephen King did for all his books. The Stranger Things
saying,
font
like,
is the same font.
Like, now that I'm in, now that I've gotten drawn into the It of it all, and I'm thinking about that and Stand By Me and Carrie and some of the coming-of-age horror stuff that Stephen King is doing, and I'm putting all the pieces together, and I'm like, it was right there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there in my face the whole time that this was repackaged Stephen King. But we needed it, though.
Let me even tell you this. In season 2, do you remember where Bob, I'm talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah,
two, Stranger
uh-huh.
Things, when Bob is like, I used to, you know, be afraid of this clown or whatever. It
yep.
kind of almost kind of referenced It a little bit. It's a
yeah.
little It Easter egg in there.
And wasn't he? No, he was a Goonie. But still,
yeah,
yes,
Goonie,
you get
yeah.
that. You get that 80s vibe yeah. with it. And I think that was why it was important to do, because you kind of move the timeline up from the 50s and you got these kids in the 80s. And it gives a more nostalgic look back at childhood that I think our generation can kind of look at and long for with the, you know, the Nintendo tie-ins and the TV and the Dungeons and Dragons and all the things going on. But then when you look at the new It, you kind of see that they took a cue from Stranger Things and moved the timeline up
yeah.
to put us in the 80s. And I'm like, well, now It wants to be Stranger Things.
They just going back and forth. They fight with each other.
Back and forth. And you got these two properties that are living simultaneously right now, going back and forth, that are almost pretty much the exact same thing. But people are enjoying both.
And both are so good.
They really are.
I've seen both, and I'm all the way caught up on Stranger Things, and I loved it. And let me tell you this. I like the It movies. So I went into It, Welcome to Derry. I went into it feeling pretty good about it. I did not expect to love it as much as I did. I absolutely love that series.
I don't even like horror movies or themes or any. I did not expect to fall in love with the story as much as I did. And Pennywise just acting a fool.
Pennywise was on demon time, boy.
Big P was out here acting a fool. If y'all have not seen this, it's a murderous clown.
I know Pennywise. I know who you're talking yeah. about.
But yeah. like. The humor is there on top of the horror. It's so unsettling. Like, he's sitting there eating children, talking about, what's wrong? Is there face on my face?
And Noelle, wait.
Hilarious.
When he was talking to Periwinkle, and he was like, when she was like, what did you do with my dad? And I was like, oh, I ate him. And he was like legit trying to remember it.
No. I said the same thing. It was like, he ate the little girl. And then, like, once he got a snack, he was like, okay, now what was she talking about? Her dad. Okay, which one was her dad? Cycles through. Okay, yeah. Hey, honey. Yeah, good job. You did a great job. Keep bringing me kids. Great job. Daddy's full now. He'll be back, though. He's going to go take a nap. I'll be back. But you did great.
Right.
Great job. I was like, I was like, Big P is a mess. Pennywise is a whole fool out here. So if y'all haven't seen it, welcome to Derry. It is worth the time. It's worth the watch. I think it's like 8 episodes. If you like Stranger Things and you like the original It and the remakes, just go ahead and turn on HBO and watch Welcome to Derry. It is worth it. Pennywise out here skating on the beat, doing that little dance for mama, eating all the kids and acting a fool. In 1962, acting a whole fool.
Sam and Greg with Noel. We are in Noel's world. That is Dylan, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, in for the morning shift. And I have just thoroughly enjoyed the last few minutes for a couple different reasons.
Yeah.
But I do feel
bad. Well, I like the Stephen King references.
Yeah.
But I do feel bad about one thing. In fact, I feel absolutely horrible now that I've gotten some new information. I didn't know that you two had this deep a dive into Stranger Things. I didn't know it. And the reason is because for the last 5 years, I've been working with Heather Thomas, putting people on that show and casting call. And if I'd have known that, I'd have hooked y'all up. Because I hooked up Larry Tinsley. I've hooked up this man over here. There's other people up here I've gotten. And I did not know that you two, and I realize you guys have crazy schedules. But if I told you that, hey, listen, I've been listening to you talk about Stranger Things, and me and Heather have got an episode that you guys could work on, I would have told you that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd have found time for that.
I would definitely found time.
So I feel bad. I do apologize because I did not know that.
It's all right, Greg.
So
yeah, don't apologize. That's one thing. We love the love.
But the last few minutes, Sam, you know what just happened?
What was that?
This literally is a connection to everybody who's listening to us who has a family at the dinner table when the parents are talking, you know, and you're going over things that happened with the family and then all of a sudden the teenagers or the younger folks take over and they start talking like they did and the grown folks sit back because they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And while we knew what was going on, it was just funny because our listeners that are used to us with these stories, all of a sudden hitting the button going, hey, where's Sam and Greg?
I'm enjoying the
story. No, not you. I'm talking about our listeners that are hitting the button and they're hearing these two go on about Stranger Things.
Well, we're enjoying the story.
I'm enjoying the heck of it. I hope
they enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It was just great. And again, as we've said, you're normally dipping in and out, Noel, because you're producing our show. Now you are, you know, you're a member of what's going on here. Yeah, yeah. And it's been wonderful. And listen, I'm enjoying sitting back and letting you just run the show for a little bit.
It's like, all right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. Okay, get out there. Work. She's working the big room.
Hey, y'all want to know what was going on in Noel's world? It has been a crazy, a weird Christmas week full of murderous clowns. and burgundy red blood everywhere.
There we go.
And I'll even tell y'all one last thing, too. I'm so far deep into Stranger Things. They have a Broadway play happening right now. It's called Stranger Things First Shadow. It's kind of a prequel, and it ties into the lore of this final season. I planned a whole trip just to where Simone and I are going to see it on January 2nd. We planned a whole trip just to go see that.
But Dylan, how long is it going to be on Broadway? Do you know?
I am not sure. At least for a little while longer. I think at least for the next month. It's gonna be on there for a little while longer.
You paid too for them tickets for that show while the show is still hot. New Year's Eve New Year's is when the last one drops, right? That's what I heard.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I'm paying attention to stuff.
Yeah.
This ain't your average.
Going to see it in theaters on New Year's Eve too. I already got my tickets.
I already know Dylan gonna make it. I'm gonna be a little behind Dylan, but I'm gonna catch up. We're gonna figure out what Vecna got going on.
I'm gonna tell you how that show ending is causing an issue here in Georgia.
Ooh.
Next. Yeah, it has to do with when shows end here. So we're going to come back, talk about that, and let you know about how you guys who are looking to change, take your skill set to the movie industry where you can find those opportunities. That is all coming up. It's Sam and Greg with Noel in for the morning shift. Dylan's on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Trying to figure out how I should start this. But anyway, Sam, Greg, and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday morning. Keep that going, Dylan. Because, see, I want to tell the audience that Sam and I did a show once where I did a deep dive wondering why, at least it wasn't a discussion, that the color purple, which was bestowed upon Prince for obvious reasons, why was there no consideration to that color first going to Jimi Hendrix because of this hit song that came out nearly 20 years before anybody knew. Well, actually, a little less than that. But
and that's why. You just give them the reason why.
Well, just because it came out before Prince?
No, just because of just different level of stuff at the time, man.
Yeah, but
different
people
time,
caught
different
up
era.
To what happened before everything was MTV and mass media.
And by the time they caught up to that, Prince had all kind of music videos all over the place and done movies and all kind
of disagree.
I disagree. So? Really?
I absolutely disagree.
Yeah. I do think that's it, though. I think it's just more visibility.
Yeah, more visibility.
But that doesn't mean
the time,
but
yeah.
There was also radio, which was is prominent. It was still radio was still
most
driving.
There weren't even FM at the time of Hendrix, man.
I ain't talking about 1967. I'm talking about throughout the years where FM radio took over.
Okay.
I'm not bending on this one because you could bring up 1966 when he wrote the song.
Right.
By the way, he wrote that in a club in London.
Right.
I'm just saying, before Prince, there were 20 years of people when they thought about the color purple, thought about this song.
Right, but color's visual.
Yeah. People can see, man.
Okay,
it's a different deal. It's a different deal.
I'm just saying.
It's got nothing to do with Jimmy being gone. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's that, too. I'm saying by the time we got to being able to see an artist kind of on the regular and then being able to present themselves to us on the regular, that does happen after Jimmy passes. Like, before then, you got to wait on the monthly magazine or Ed Sullivan show.
All of that's true. And Prince was bestowed this toward the end of his career.
Right.
All right? So, again, because he got sick of people all identifying with just that one album that came out in 84, which really bothered him. Plus, Warner Brothers still owned that, and you know how he felt about the record company.
Yeah, well.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, this was just a thing I wanted to throw out there.
But that is an interesting question, though, because I didn't even think about it until you brought it up. But you're right.
Yeah,
he is associated with
Jimmy,
purple.
Jimmy should be.
It's a matter of what you see. It's like the folks who don't want to talk about the guy that scored the 100 points in the game. A lot of people want to think.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah.
I saw those tweets last week.
We work with a couple of them.
Yeah, okay. We probably work with more than a couple of them.
Well, that's true. They just haven't acknowledged it yet. By the way, as we come back here with some Jimi Hendrix, casting call, which I'm about to give you, is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it with family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Come wing it. Got to say it right. Come wing it, family.
We going to do the show over there now?
Well, I'm hoping.
Ooh,
why not?
That'd be a good one.
That would be outstanding.
I'll take that call.
They serve coffee?
I would take. Yes, they do. They and a percolator.
Yay.
There you go.
Full circle.
I did it. We came back with that because that song was written today. And the thing about it is, think about it. Everything this dude did was unconventional. Jimi Hendrix played with a guitar upside down because they didn't make no left-handed guitars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote that song, as the story goes, backstage at the Uppercut Club in London on this date. Back in 66. And also, a certain rock band made their debut in America on this day called Led Zeppelin. They went on tour with, of all bands. Are you ready for this? Who would you think that Led Zeppelin would open up for? Like, we started the show, Dylan played some Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, when they burst onto the scenes, they were opening up for Van Halen. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, right?
Right.
Zeppelin opened up for Vanilla Fudge.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
I think they had one hit song, and it was kind of a... If I'm thinking of the hit, I'm sure Dylan will try and find it.
But. I was about to say, who? I've never heard of Vanilla Fudge in my life.
Exactly. Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. Vanilla Fudge, where Zeppelin was opening up for them, their debut tour in Denver, of all places. You guys know what I do when we do the casting call. I send you to 929thegame.com/casting call. I also send you to Get Cast with Greg on X to see the list of job opportunities in front of the camera. Well, during the holidays, I flipped that, and I really want to focus on those of you out there that may be looking to change where you do your occupation. There are a number of jobs on a movie crew, and they are constantly looking for those. So I'm going to focus on those of you that are looking to find out where they post them, and it starts with Georgia.org. So as you go to the casting call, I wish you happy holidays, but I want you to check out these links. The behind-the-camera job opportunities, as I said, starting with Georgia.org, and I walk you through where to find it on their site. Also have the list of the extras casting directors. Whether I have a list of job opportunities in front of the camera or not, I always drive you to their links, and more importantly, where they post their breakdowns. Go to their social media pages of the casting directors, and you will see, because they're constantly turning them over. And they're being very creative now because it's slow, it's the holidays. So there'll be commercials in Chattanooga. There'll be commercials in Macon. There'll be opportunities North Georgia, West Georgia, and in places that you may not think of, but it's still money.
Yeah.
It's still opportunities. So check out the list of the extras casting directors, the Georgia Department of Labor. I've got that link to them. Any minors have to have that certificate. And it's a one-page piece of paper. You send it in, boom, the next day you get a number, you're good to go, and some voiceover contacts. So those are all there for you. And again, walking you through how to find all this stuff and a basic breakdown of how to submit yourself. Couldn't be easier. I try to make it so even people like me can understand it. So
okay.
You got any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And again, you can see the list on GetCast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call. Now,
found out something yesterday.
Pardon?
Something that was filmed here in the area. We're not going to get to see this until Thanksgiving of next year.
You know, I was going to bring that up, but thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Yep.
I thought
like, that was the perfect. What's he known for?
Yeah, but I thought it might have been come out like Super Bowl week or something like that.
That's too early. They just filmed. They just finished filming, so they needed a year to go through stuff and edit stuff and bring it down. So it made sense to me that it's that far out. You want to do it?
No, go ahead. You can.
Well, what he's talking about is the movie made here about John Madden, the Madden movie, and they're running ads for it now, and they're little teasers, right?
Yeah.
Because it's conceivable it's not completely finished right now, even though they're running these teasers for it during these games. But if you remember John Madden when he was broadcasting, you knew the one thing he introduced to the world, and we saw it this past Thanksgiving, was the turducken.
Yeah.
And so that's when they're going to have this movie come out. I'm still waiting to see a believable Nicolas Cage. I'm still waiting to see if I'll believe Christian Bale will be more Al Davis than Nicolas Cage will be John Madden. I hope
and
I'm wrong.
And they filmed a lot of this over at Georgia State, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Man, it was neat to go over there and see them have the place set up, have the field painted up for that Super Bowl with the Vikings and Raiders, mm-hmm. and then go up into the broadcast area and see what we talk about the different jobs you have.
Right.
Where they had gone in, carpenters had like hammered together
a new booth
that looked just like it would look back in the 70s, a CBS mm-hmm. booth with, you know, Summerall and Madden, painted everything up, had like clipboards with papers hanging on the wall and whatnot, just like you would have in a broadcast booth at that time. Mm-hmm. So when you always talk about people having different occupations, different things, do you paint? Are you a carpenter? There is a need for those things when it comes to
the art department,
things,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so we had a chance to see that. We're walking through there, myself and Dave Cohen. We're up there walking around. Says, "Man, when did all this stuff get here?" And they were
they will build you anything.
They were building it. They were building it out and recreating it. And can't wait to see
it, dude. They did that for me in this movie that went default. But when they made Black Spartans, I was supposed to be a part of this project that told the story of the mid-60s Michigan State football team, the first team, much like the Brian song with Gale Sayers and Byron Piccolo. They integrated living quarters.
Yep.
Okay, that was the first time that happened. So they were telling that story. Like I said, Bubba Smith was on that team.
Duffy Daugherty. He came south and got a lot of players that couldn't play back home and took them north. I think the story with Bubba Smith is he wanted to go to Texas. Darryl Royal couldn't recruit him. And he was able to do that. That's the other part that made.
Well, they didn't have that in the story.
The doors come open in the 70s here in the South was Duffy Daugherty and schools like that. He's going to come down. You're not going to let him in your school. We'll bring him up here and play him in Michigan State.
There you go.
And in a position, including quarterback, with James Ray. So, yeah.
Well, that movie, the producers didn't get it together, and the thing went in default.
Yeah.
But the point of the story is they built a broadcast.
I hope somebody gets to pick that up and do that. I hope
they should
somebody,
be. Yeah. You might have just given somebody a project.
It's a tremendous story.
Because we went through this whole thing, and people were getting chased after, and those of us that acted on it eventually got a check, but that movie went into default. You will not see the light of day, but yet it was shot. So let me just tell you what we started the show talking about our Christmas days. I have to mention this, and I also. It was a little bit of a covert operation that happened over the last month or so, and it involved our friend Jaron Solomon.
Okay.
And I want to thank Jaron. And if he ain't listening, y'all go tell Jaron Solomon he got shout out this morning. But my stepson Kyle decided he was going to ask his girlfriend to marry him.
Pop the question.
And so we had this whole thing where I was getting together with him on days where she was working and taking him, you know, talking to him about some stuff, and then taking him, we arranged for him to go down to Solomon Brothers. The funniest part about this whole thing is he don't leave his county that much. he's in his 30s, but he, for whatever reason, gets things done up there in his neighborhood. And he'd never been into and mind you, most people haven't been into a really, you know, a nice jewelry store. And what happens to you when you go in there, if they know you're going to be a customer, they will sometimes offer you a drink if they haven't. Solomon Brothers has a bar in their locations.
Yeah.
So when I walked in with Kyle, they offered him a drink. He goes, what? I go, yeah, man. Would you like a drink, sir? And they go, for free? I say, yeah, man. This is what they do in those places. He goes, really? They give you a beer? I said, well, if you want wine, they'll give you that too. So anyway, point is that the plan was he was going to ask his girlfriend. They were leaving today to go to Michigan. Or tomorrow, where not Tracy's family, but her exes, they also live up there. And he was going to do it up there in front of that extent family members. Well, anyway, stuff happened, one thing and another. So the Christmas days now are crazy around here, especially for families that, you know, have split up. You got kids over here. They got to go to mom's house. They got to go to dad's house. So Christmas Eve is done at our house. Then they go to their father's on Christmas Day. But now that he's got this girlfriend, he was going to his girlfriend's house first. Mm-hmm. And when he got to his girlfriend's house, somebody was deputized as the camera person. And he had the ring. He came and got it from me and weaved it into the presents. And she didn't know what was coming. And she grabbed this and she's like, and they were videoing it, right? And you hear, Kyle, what is this?
Yeah.
And she started to realize it, and then you heard the tears and all that. And then as soon as she opened it and saw that it was a ring, he jumps in front of her and gets on the one knee and does the asking.
Yeah.
In front of her mother and her father. And now everybody's Niagara Falls. Right? It's just stupid. So I had to, you know, I love them both.
Yeah.
Kyle did it. He tripped and fell and did it his own little way, but he'll remember how he did it. But he proposed to his girlfriend on Christmas, and I told him I'd give him a shout out there.
Yeah.
And she said yes. So make sure I get that out. And she still might be wiping tears off. So and then they sent the video to us. And we all knew what was going on. Tracy knew what was going on. I knew what was going on. So we get the video and Tracy's looking at it, and now I think she's still crying because her baby's getting married.
Yeah.
Right? I think Jesse even cried a little bit, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So, shout out to him, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And if you had one of those in your family, 404-726-0929. Tell Dylan, give us a call. Tell him if anybody proposed marriage, and Dylan will tell us, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air. Having said that, moving into the 8 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, he's going to be joining us, going to talk some NFL action. And since I gave the number out, hell, if you want to give us a call and tell us how your Christmas was or something sports-related, give us a shout. We don't give this number out enough, Sam. 404-726-0929. Sam, Greg, and Noel on this 26th day of December. In for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.